Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome everybody to this morning show. False rape accusations, episode 2. Now, I'll go ahead and read you this story. And we have stories like this that happen every day in the United States of America, but yet people continue to ignore it and act like people are just making up things and they're crazy. And just recently, some lady who won an award or whatever claims that men's She said men's activist groups are false or they're a joke or whatever. So as you see, nobody takes us serious as men. Everybody thinks that us as men is a joke. So here's what I'm going to read to you real quick. A Hampton, Virginia woman who falsely accused a man of raping her, landing him in prison for 4 years, will spend 2 months in jail. Now, y'all hear this. He's lost 4 years of his life. She's only going to lose 2 months of her life. Check out even more funny. Elizabeth Page Coast will be allowed to serve sentence on weekends. She came forward in 2012 saying she lied about Jonathan C. Montgomery raping her. He spent 4 years in prison over false claim, the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Coast told a judge Monday when she was caught by her brother looking at pornography on the internet, she said she had been sexually assaulted, blamed her neighbor. The lie snowballed from there. Now, if anybody's listening to this, I saw we had a couple of callers call in. Y'all can call back in if you want to. But listen to this shit. This dude lost 4 years of his damn life. 4 years of his life. And she gets to serve 2 months? 2 months. Are you guys hearing me? She gets to serve 2 months. Are you kidding me? She gets to serve 2 months on the fucking weekends? On the weekends. You get to go to church, hang out, party, have a good time, do whatever the hell you want to, and you can serve your sins on the weekend. Now, how the hell can anybody sit here and argue with me and say that men are not getting railroaded by the system right now? She clearly, this man has a rape charge. He's been looked at as a, how does she get 2 months and he was in for 4 years? What the fuck kind of court system is this? This is bullshit. This is unbelievable. She got caught looking at porn, and now when she get, this is the stuff I'm talking about. Women get the lie whenever they caught doing some bull crap, and they get to get away with it. Men can't lie about nothing, and if we do try and lie about something, we go to jail. Let's go ahead and listen to this craziness.
Of Elizabeth Coates said a middle ground between eye for an eye and compassion needed to be reached. And as Reed Andrews reports, it was found in jail time and tens of thousands of restitution.
A tearful apology from a woman coming clean after she carried a lie for years. A lie that landed an innocent man in jail. Jonathan Montgomery spent 4 years locked up, all because Elizabeth Coast said he sexually assaulted her. 6 years ago, Coast was caught looking at porn by her mom. Fearful of being punished, she blamed it on being sexually assaulted by Montgomery when she was much younger. Channel 3 took action to free Montgomery, pressing Governor Bob McDonnell in Richmond as to why Montgomery remained in jail even after Coast had been charged with perjury. 2 days before Thanksgiving, Montgomery was given a conditional pardon. We were there when he finally got out and took his first steps as a free man.
It feels great. This is awesome.
Elizabeth Coast will spend just 60 days in jail. She'll be locked up every weekend for the next 7 months. While the judge felt her apology was sincere, words alone can't undo the pain her four-year-long lie caused Montgomery and his family. In a letter to the court, Montgomery had said that he didn't want Coase to have to spend any time in jail. What he did want was restitution to the tune of $90,000, an amount that Coase now owes Montgomery. It'll take a lot of time before he's paid back. It happened. Reed Andrews, News Channel 3.
Now, somebody explain this shit to me. How on God's earth did this woman get in front of the court and try and say, I told a lie to protect myself? How the hell are you protecting yourself by lying? What the, like, who is raising these damn women these days, these girls? What the fuck, man? Who's raising these girls? How are you protecting yourself by putting somebody else in jail? Listen to the mentality and the conscience of people now. You're protecting yourself by lying on somebody else and punishing somebody. No, you protect yourself by getting punished or admonished for the dumb shit you do. That's how you protect yourself so you don't do the dumb shit again. And then it shows right there it took the governor that long to let him out. Man, y'all better wake the hell up, man. Y'all better wake up, man. Or y'all going to be in jail for a long, long time for nothing. And these women going to keep getting away with this bullshit. She got caught looking at porn. So instead of owning up to her mistake, somebody raped her. Same shit is happening with Josh McNair in Indianapolis. Some girl got drunk. She decided to be a whore one night. So guess what? Now all of a sudden he rapes her. When it clearly shows film of her walking back to his condo with him. Not forcibly, willingly. Walking with him with a happy walk and everything. You didn't become his main chick, so now it's rape. I can't wait till you guys hear that story. That'll be episode 3 next week. This is the most sick, insane shit ever. And when I say people are pushing the gay agenda, this is what I'm talking about. Because these people who are behind these news corporations, ladies who are married, ladies who have husbands, y'all better quit falling for these people who are pushing this gay agenda, because all they're trying to do is make you feel like a victim so you can side with them and then try and turn it over on everybody who's been doing shit the right way for the last 200 and so however many years this country has been alive. Now, it's been a lot of bullshit in this country. There are women who are raped every day. There are women who are molested. But you know what? Nobody moves on that. That's what they don't tell you. It's a girl up where I'm at. She just got killed by her ex-boyfriend, and she told the cops he was stalking her. That's where law enforcement needs to have her asses at. That's where we need to be at when girls are telling people that they're getting stalked and then avoid shit like this from happening. But instead, we're busy putting innocent men in jail for these whores who get to do what they want and get away with what they want. So if you're really a woman and you've really been raped, this type of shit should sicken you. This type of shit should make you mad. And even the sickening part is the damn governor had to be forced to let him out. I think that any time a governor moves this low, his ass should be put in jail. Say, oh, okay, you're letting an innocent man sit in jail. Let's put your ass in jail now since we just going to sleep every night with innocent people in jail. Men, y'all better start storming these courthouses. Y'all better start electing senators. Y'all better start electing representatives. Or any what's going to happen is you're going to have a woman, and this shit happens all the time. A woman is going to brush into you when you're walking down the street, and then all of a sudden you're going to be accused of rape. Oh, he groped me. Knowing damn well you was in the aisle trying to pick out a loaf of bread, and she bumped up against you, and then all of a sudden you getting in trouble for groping. This is where this shit's getting to. Just make up a lie. Still can't believe that this woman said this crazy stuff. I was protecting myself. How the fuck are you protecting yourself? Because you got caught looking at porn, you nasty motherfucker, you. So now you got caught looking at porn. How the fuck that sound? If I get caught looking at porn, my wife come out and catch me. Oh, the girl upstairs raped me, babe. That's why I was looking at porn. Come on, man. Get the fuck out of here. How does that shit sound? Really? This is crazy. Caller, you're live on the air.
Why?
Hello, you're live on the air.
Why did you pull me on air?
Because you pulled up in my queue. Are you just listening? If you just listen, I can put you back off the air.
See, when someone pushes one, it shows a little blue dot to the left of the number.
I don't need you to tell me how it works. If you want to just listen, I can take you off the air.
Well, maybe you need some manners then.
Anyway, as I was getting to, like I said before, if I was rudely interrupted, if you pop up in my queue, I'll bring you on the air. If you don't want to listen, or if you don't want to be involved on my show, then you can just say I'm just listening. If you talk silly like this person who just called, I'm just going to delete you and put you out of the queue. So, anyway, as I was back to saying before, this is the sick stuff that's going on in the United States of America every single day. All right. Now, somebody tell me when the last time you seen a woman be falsely accused of rape. And you know what's even sad? It's women that falsely accuse rape victims all the time. All the time. It's women that molest little girls. It's women that molest little boys. It's women that do all type of shit. But you know what? You're a boy. You're patted on the back. You got to be tough. You got to be strong. You got to just get over it. The thing about life, ladies and gentlemen, the thing about this country, either you're going to be fair or you're not going to be fair. You rape somebody, you lie on somebody and say they get raped, or you lie on somebody and you say you were raped, you take your butt, you do the same amount of time as the person before. And that's all there is to it. People say it shouldn't be a such thing as an eye for an eye. Yes, the hell it is. You're not guaranteed so many years of life. You can die in a car accident. Not only can you die in a car accident, you can get cancer, you can have a heart attack, you can fall down the steps. It's all type of crazy shit that can happen to you just living every day as a normal human being. It's hard enough just living as a normal human being. So my message to everybody is, when you're living like this, you only got family, friends, and loved ones for so long. If you're falsely accused of something, for however long that person was falsely accused, you need to go spend that time in jail for the amount of time. There's no reason somebody should be out here walking free, enjoying life, while they accuse somebody of something that they didn't do. This is sick. This is sick. The mentality of today's American woman is sick. Some of them, not all. But the women who listen to me and laugh at what I'm saying, then they obviously agree with me. That goes without question. The women who want to play the victim and fake like somebody did something to you, then guess what? You'll be the person who wants to go around lying and making shit up because you don't want to be accounted for nothing. There is 31, you know, different types of birth control for women. There's one type for men. So if there's one type for men, first of all, you need to quit just putting your penis in anything and use your mind. That's number one. Wear a condom, and in all these episodes, I hate to say it, get a camera. If the chick ain't willing to do it on camera, then you better not do it unless you super trust this person. Because nowadays, if a girl is caught doing something she ain't supposed to do, she'll blame it on that she got raped. Perfect example, a couple weeks ago, it's a pastor in the church. And this is supposed to be for later episodes. It's a pastor in the church. We all know how these pastors are when it comes to women and sleeping around and messing with women. We know how they are. So the pastor gets caught messing around with some guy's wife. Hold up, let me rewind that. This is actually what happened. The husband caught the nasty text messages inside of the man's. Hold on, I'll read it right here. The husband caught the nasty text messages between the preacher and the wife. So what the wife does is she goes that Wednesday and she files a rape charge. That Sunday or whatever it was, or the next Sunday, the preacher is killed by the husband. And then it's found out from other members of the church that the preacher and the wife who claimed that he raped them were having an affair for 6 or so months. This is the shit I'm talking about. So that preacher was wrong for messing around with the guy's wife. But you and your husband are still going to listen to the preacher. And the woman is there wrong because she knows damn well she shouldn't be having an affair with a preacher. So instead of her owning up to them doing some nasty shit that they shouldn't have been doing, she goes and lies and says, I got raped, when she's busted doing shit she ain't supposed to be doing. But this is the new America. And guess what? Won't nobody get prosecuted for it. Nobody will get prosecuted for it. So y'all better wise up. Every election time there is from here on out, men, y'all better vote in record numbers. Because you know what? If you have a son or you have a little boy, this is the America he's going to grow up in. Some girl could start something with him. Him being a boy, he's going to react sexually. And then as soon as she gets caught being a hoe, your son is going to go to jail. Your son may lose his football scholarship. He may lose his basketball scholarship. He may lose his baseball scholarship. Hell, he may just lose his life and not be able to ever get a decent job because some chick decided to lie on him because she doesn't want to be held accountable for their actions. And the parents of the daughter, usually single moms, want to go around and say, well, my daughter would never do that. I taught her much better. I don't give a shit what the hell you taught her. The facts are the facts. You can teach her whatever the hell you want. Doesn't mean she's going to do what the hell you say you to do. There's great kids who grow up who end up doing nothing bad, never having a criminal record or anything. But I guarantee you 100% of the time they didn't listen to what their parents did. I guarantee you everybody who's listening or everybody walking this planet Earth has done something that their parents disapprove of. So by that logic and that argument, you make no damn sense. We'll take a minute break and I'll be right back. All right. Welcome back from that short break. I'll tell you what's coming up on next week's episode of False Rape Charges. What we'll have is there was a situation in Ohio. I'll bring that up, and that'll be one. There's another situation where a man is suing New York City for what he went through. A bunch of them. I've been researching this left and right. This is actually very scary. How many people are being put in jail for false rape accusations, and student athletes, especially around the country. Some of these coaches need to seriously listen to their players first and stop trying to be so politically correct. Because what's going to happen is you're going to have a bunch of young athletes that are just not going to participate or go to a school where the school doesn't back them. I already said on the last show what happened with the Florida quarterback. Now, I'm not totally, you know, one way, I'm not totally brainwashed where every rape accusation is false. Obviously, there's rape accusations that are true. There's a whole lot of them that are true. But there's a hell of a lot of them that are false. And we can't be guilty in the court of public, you know, public opinion right away before anything. You know, it really sickens me that as soon as somebody claims they were raped, everybody says, oh, he did it, I know he did it. You know, you hear this girl named Angela Lee, she's on the Breakfast Club, she says, well, I definitely believe where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, if there's smoke, there's fire. What the fuck do you have to say about this situation that I just read off just now? What do you have to say about the situation I'm going to have coming up for the next 6 to 8 weeks? What about Brian Banks? What about your theory where there's smoke, there's fire at then? What about that? So the thing is, y'all all want to be a victim because y'all see that somebody who was a victim got a big payout, so they got a big pat on the back. If you're a victim, you're a victim. Get justice. And let justice be served. But if you're not a victim and you're just looking for a damn payday, you're a sick fucking human being and you need help. Same shit with Bill Cosby. Now, every time that they say something about Bill Cosby, I don't even look at that shit no more. I just go ahead and delete it out. Like, man, I'm not even going to read that shit. You mean to tell me all y'all been holding this shit in the dark for all these years? Come on, man. All this shit come from is Bill Cosby tried to buy NBC. They know what Bill Cosby's talking about. They know he's trying to restore the family aspect life in America. They know he believes it should be man and woman and the children. And they don't like that garbage. It's that simple. They don't like it. So because all the other networks are owned by what I said earlier in the program. They're owned by people who simply are trying to push an agenda. Married ladies, ladies with fiancés, ladies in good relationships, ladies that believe in the American family, y'all need to sit up and y'all need to start your own women's right group that targets and helps women who are really raped and gets rid of all these fake bullcrap rape people. Because as long as these people are able to lie and make up accusations, it only makes it hard for the real victims to get justice. That's all it will do. It will only hurt. It will only hurt the real victims. As I said last week, I know it's getting repetitive, get a camera. Go get a lawyer. Every college athlete out there, if you're listening, every professional athlete, if you're listening, any musician, any singer, anybody famous that any time some woman can hawk you down and try and ruin your reputation, contact your lawyer now. Get a contract. If the chick does not sign the contract and she doesn't do what you guys are agreeing to do on the camera, kick her the hell out. Because this is where it's getting to nowadays. There is no such thing. It's just having some consensual sex, having a good night of fun, and then everybody going on about their business. Somebody didn't get the control. Somebody didn't get the leverage. Somebody didn't get the power they want. And now shit, the rape charge. Start using your brain, man. And last but not least, I'll finish this off. Callers, if you call into my show and you want to talk, whether you push a blue button or whatever hell button you push, I'm going to bring you on the air and I'm going to ask you if you want to talk or if you're just listening. If you're just listening, I'm going to just say I'm just listening and I'll put you back on mute. Don't sit there and try and tell me how to work Blog Talk Radio and try and make your dumb point and be rude, because what I'm going to do is I'm just going to delete you out of the queue. And from here on out, if you don't call with your number showing, I'm not going to let you into the queue. Because I see we already got trolls and people who want to start some stupidity, try and harass me while I'm doing my show. Probably those people who are pushing this bullshit-ass victimhood. Probably the people who are pushing this bullshit-ass gay agenda. And I don't have any problem against anybody who's gay. I don't have a problem against anybody who's transvestite. I don't have a problem with anybody who's lesbian. But don't sit there and try and force everybody else to believe that your way of life is that we just have to accept it. Because we don't just have to accept it. We have to leave you alone, and we have to let you be American citizens because you have that right. That's what we have to do. But we don't have to force ourselves to want to be around you. We don't have to force ourselves to accept that shit. Because there's plenty of people who are racist or KKK members. they don't like black people, but I'm not going to force them to be around black people. I don't want to be around them. If you don't like them, don't be around them. If you don't like certain type of people, don't be around them. I'm not going to force you. I don't want anybody to be around me who doesn't like me. I would rather you be straight up like that than this bullshit-ass secret racism society we have where people try and fake like everything is okay, but all they really want to do is use people up for their money and use people up for their votes, and then when they done use them, the same bullshit continues to go on and on every day. It never stops. So check me out on Blog Talk whenever you can. I'll be up next weekend sometimes. May even start one during the week, and it'll be False Rape Accusations Episode 3. Till then, everybody have a good week. Men out there, start using your mind. Prepare your sons for the stupid-ass stuff they have to deal with every day. If he's involved in sports, he's got something good going for him, tell him to use his mind when choosing a chick. If he wants a one-night stand, get a love contract, get a camera. That's the end of it. No more of this being vulnerable, trusting everybody, because all these chicks nowadays are conspiring, and they come up with a plan to shut you down or fuck you up. It's sad to say it. If not, get married to a woman who's about getting married. Get married to a fine woman who's down. And don't do no dumb shit like Greg Anthony or Warren Sapp and try and get a prostitute. That's why you married your wife, because you trust her. Peace.